Kotaku Manuhiri Anayanaiko Nona Peltier joins us for business. Let's start with the ASB Bank. So it's going to repay customers nearly $9 million. That's a lot of coin for overcharging them fees.
Yeah, these were fees that had to do with early repayment adjustments. So. But they
sell on loans if you
pay. Yes, that's right. Yeah. Mostly it was home loans, but it wasn't just home loans. There were also other types like business and rural and a few other types of loans. But basically the bank had overcharged but noticed it themselves and then began to correct it and also notified the Commerce Commission. Now, this is pretty typical. This is what the Commerce Commission is hoping banks and businesses will do because they don't really have an audit in place to go checking. So they want banks to own up. And so they didn't get a fine, but they do definitely have to. They've apologized for their mistake. And you know, that's the second time recently they made a mistake. A while back, not so long ago actually, there was another matter that they had to settle with the commission. It cost them $8.1 million in that case, and it was after failing to provide sufficient information about loans to their borrowers. So this is a sort of I talked to the commission today and I said, this seems to be like a recurring thing. You know, we're getting all kinds of banks, you know, self-reporting their misdeeds, so to speak, and then getting like, oh, well, you know, here you are, fix it up, and then don't do it again. But then they do it again. So what's up? And the Commerce Commission said, well, this is how the system's supposed to work. They don't have an auditing position, so they want banks to, you know, if they do see that they've made a mistake, to correct it and to put in place processes so it doesn't happen again. And if it does happen again, well, the Commerce Commission will take further action.
So bank complaints, how are they tracking then?
This is interesting. So you might recall earlier in June, the banking ombudsman said that customer complaints had fallen. But they weren't sure exactly why, because they have a new dashboard so that people can make complaints, but maybe it's because it's new, who knows. But the Consumer New Zealand, which is the the magazine and so forth, they have a survey which shows that, no, 1 in 5 people say they've had a problem with their bank in the past year. And guess who they're complaining about? ASB and BNZ, saying they're not satisfied with the way that they handle their complaints. And but it wasn't all bad news. So let's see, 45% felt that their complaints had not been dealt with properly by ASB, and 47% by the Bank of New Zealand. They got the biggest black marks. But it wasn't all dark. I mean, the TSB bank was rated number one for the second year in a row. More than 80% of their customers are very satisfied, and 9 out of 10 said they wouldn't consider switching their bank.
Do we know what the nature of the complaints were?
It's mostly communication.
Yeah,
okay. It always sort of seems to be that, like that things are not communicated properly, and people aren't satisfied with the way their complaints are being held dealt with by these different organizations. And I mean, we see this a lot, but it's good that consumers are complaining, and certainly there's evidence that people are certainly not very happy with what their banks are doing.
What numbers do you bring us from the market, Nona?
Well, there's quite a lot of interesting numbers today. You might have heard it earlier that there was a very surprising, strong GDP number in the first quarter. The economy grew way more than what people expected, and that caused some changes in the value of our dollar. So overnight, it had fallen because the U.S. Federal Reserve, we talked about this earlier this week, finished their meeting and came back with an indication that they're going to be hiking interest rates much sooner than people were expecting. It kind of stunned the market and drove the U.S. dollar up, which, of course, ours fell. But then, with these very strong GDP numbers, we recovered quite a lot. So in the end, we were, you know, basically steady, slightly down. We were at 70.9 U.S. cents, which is like really not that different from where we were before. 92.9 Australian, which is basically what it was yesterday, and 50.6 pence, same story there. Now, the NZX Top 50 index, though, did drop, as did other Asian stocks, because inflation is the enemy of growing stocks. So basically, if inflation rates go up, the equity markets tends to go down. So we fell nearly a third of a percent, 40 points down to 12,541.
Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with Business News.